New York's Nash FM 94.7 cares about our community. We're talking about issues that matter to you and your family. This is Nash Matters with Tiffany Marie.
We have a very special Nash Matters show today. Erica Sandoval, she is the Regional Director, Medical and Community Relations from Make-A-Wish Metro New York and Western New York, as well as Carla Aristi, who is a Make-A-Wish recipient. In addition, we also have Dr. Andrew Kung, who is a pediatric oncologist and chair of the Department of Pediatrics for Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Good morning.
Erica, so you are the Regional Director, Medical and Community Relations for Make-A-Wish Metro New York and Western New York. Can you tell us a little bit about Make-A-Wish?
Sure. Make-A-Wish is a wish-granting organization that has 62 chapters across the country. And together we create life-changing wishes for children with critical illness. Our vision is to grant the wish of every eligible child.
Now, what makes this organization Make-A-Wish different than any other organization that might be out there?
Our mission is, together we create life-changing wishes for children with critical illness. So there is so much that Make-A-Wish offers, but the number one thing is that it offers hope for any child, any teen, any family that's going through a very difficult situation. What we do is we really try to inspire kids to imagine about something that they may not have imagined something possible to obtain, and that is a wish. And we know that wishes are an amazing distraction to help them heal and help them cope with a critical illness. And we want to make sure that we reach every eligible child and give them that opportunity to experience that.
Now, how did it all start?
It started in 1980. This young boy, Chris Gracious, was diagnosed with ALL. And in Phoenix, Arizona, his mom really wanted to give him something that he really wanted, and he wanted to be a police officer. And together the community really inspired other people to join in and make his wish come true. He was honored as a police officer for the day in Phoenix, Arizona. He was taken around the town, and that was the first wish that was ever granted, and that inspired many, many wishes to come. And now we have granted close to 415,000 wishes across America.
Now, how do you grant wishes?
It takes a lot to grant a wish. It's a community, it's a whole community that rallies behind the wish child. One, we have to ensure that we are receiving referrals from our medical partners, and we have to determine eligibility based on Make-A-Wish's guidelines and also the knowledge of the medical partners that are treating our kids that are being referred. And once a child is deemed eligible, we connect them to volunteers. And the misconception has been that it's staff that actually is interviewing the child, but it's volunteers that are trained to interview them to find out what their wish would be. Once the volunteer goes into their home and asks them about the 4 to 5 types of wishes that they have an option to choose from, I wish to go, I wish to have, I wish to be, I wish to meet, and some of our kids are even wishing to give. Very, very selfless acts. And once we discover what their wish is, it comes back to the Make-A-Wish office and it goes through the process to see if this is a safe and appropriate wish for the child. And we really start the planning process. And the Make-A-Wish volunteer is a liaison between the family and the Make-A-Wish team. Throughout that, many different stages of the wish process, the child, the teen, is really anticipating that wish. And there's research that shows that during that anticipation, it gives them a chance of improving their health outcome because they get to envision something besides having to go to a doctor's appointment or taking a medication or treatment. They get to think about something else and something that is positive, and they relate their illness to something good. And we know that a lot of our kids are using Make-A-Wish as a way to cope. And research shows that kids are living very healthy lives. 70% of our wish recipients are growing up to be healthy adults and even becoming wish granters.
You went through how you grant wishes, which is the step one, the referral, step two, medical eligibility, step three, the wish, and step four, creating the joy. Can you just take me through the wish process?
So the wish process is, it's so different for every child. So depending on what their wish would be, Once the paperwork gets submitted and everything is getting, all the approvals are made, we really try to capture the true essence of that child's wish. And I think what makes Make-A-Wish so special is that this is the first time that the child or the teen can actually really decide something for themselves. Every time that a child is going through a critical illness, they're told to take medications, that they have to come to the doctor's appointments, or they're even hospitalized, and they feel powerless. And the wish is something that the child alone can decide for by themselves. So it's really about their imagination. Some kids wish to meet a celebrity, and that can take longer than traveling somewhere else because we're waiting on our celebrities to accept that they are able to participate in that wish. And it goes all through national Make-A-Wish America, and we have amazing partnerships. John Cena has granted over 500 wishes to kids.
Wow.
All across the country. We have some really great partnerships with Disney, as you know, and a lot of our kids wish to travel and go to Disney. And there are sometimes they just want to have something that they, you know, that they have not had the option in having before. They want to go on a shopping spree. They want to just have fun for the day and be someone like a police officer or a model or a movie star or walk the red carpet. So the process is so different for each individual because of the wish. But the one thing that that is common for all is that experience that they have in just envisioning what the wish is going to look like, and the hope of just getting better and feeling good for that day when it is here, and the anticipation, and it takes that anxiety away and gives them a little bit more confidence because they are empowered to do something for themselves, and no one can decide that for them.
Make-A-Wish Metro New York and Western New York has four types of wishes: to go, to meet, to be, and to have. Now we have Carla here, who is the young lady who at 17 was diagnosed with AML. Carla, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about your story and what exactly you were diagnosed with?
So when I was 17 years old, I was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia. I was treated at Memorial Sloan Kettering, and when it was about June, I was a recipient of Make-A-Wish, and my wish was to go to Rome. So when I was in the hospital getting treatment, there was actually Chrissy. She's a social worker at Sloan Kettering. She came in, and she was telling me about Make-A-Wish. And, you know, I thought about it, and I was like, maybe I'll do it. I'm not sure. And then I spoke to the doctors, and they said that, you know, I was eligible.
So your wish was to go to Rome?
Yes.
And did Make-A-Wish of Metro New York and Western New York make that happen?
Definitely. It was a lot better than I even imagined. So I was able to visit the Colosseum, the Pantheon, the Vatican, so many beautiful things.
Now, what were you thinking of your mindset when this happened, when they granted you that wish to go to Rome? I mean, how were you feeling? How was your family feeling?
So I was 2 months in remission when I went on the trip. And, you know, physically I was better, but mentally and emotionally, I felt as though I was still sick. So going to Rome and always having something to look forward to when I was over there, like visiting new places or doing something new, it kind of makes you forget about treatment or that I was even sick. It's your mind wanders somewhere else.
You have a beautiful story, and I don't want to get into too much details about it, but I want to get into the positives about it. You're free of AML,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yes.
And now you're going to school, or you're going to college to study what?
Well, I'm a student at Long Island University. I'm pursuing a bachelor's in biology and physics, and I'm hoping to go to medical school and become a pediatric oncologist.
Now, what made you want to choose pediatric oncology?
Well, it was definitely what I saw at Sloan Kettering. The doctors were amazing. And you see, you know, all the kids going through treatment. And I do want to, like, help with the whole, like, cancer treatment, because unfortunately, I feel like not a lot of doctors are going into oncology.
Now, in addition to that, you were a wish recipient. And I guess to pay it forward, you're now a wish it forward, I guess, if that's the definition for make a wish. Am I right?
So Carla is not just a wish recipient, but now she's wishing it forward and she's becoming a wish granting volunteer for kids that are eligible and that are waiting to be interviewed in Brooklyn. So she's going to go into someone's home and ask them what their wish is and helping that child discover that their true wish and be the liaison and wishing it forward to other families.
Now, Carla, is that something that makes you happy to do and it fills a void in your heart, or is just that something that you saw because firsthand you dealt with it?
I remember when I would see the person from Make-A-Wish come to my house, you definitely associate them with like a good positive feeling. And when you see them, you forget about cancer treatment at least. And you're almost looking forward to, you know, whatever your gift is. So I want to be able to give that to a child and also have them forget about treatment at least.
Well, I want to personally thank you for coming on, because I know it probably takes a lot to come on and talk about your story to a bunch of listeners that, you know, you're just opening your heart and telling them.
Thank you for having me.
When we come back, we're going to speak with Dr. Andrew Kung, a pediatric oncologist and chair of the Department of Pediatrics for Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. He will speak to us specifically about the impact that a wish has on patients, in addition to what exactly is pediatric oncology. This has been Nash Matters with Tiffany Marie on Nash FM 94.7.
If you'd like your organization or charity featured on Nash Matters, contact us through our website at NashFM947.com. And thank you for listening to Nash Matters on New York's Nash FM 94.7.